All right, we're recording. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-113, regarding Mr. Brian Cagle. The time is now 9 a.m. on July 30th, 2024. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to the case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees introduce themselves along with their title and purpose today. We'll go ahead and start with board staff.
Brandon Eaton, board staff.
Orlean
Lauer,
investigations manager.
Thank you. Dale
Elliott, board staff.
J.R.T.,
licensed surveyor.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Brian Cagle, licensed surveyor.
Thank you.
James Richards, EAC member.
Thank you, sir.
Assistant Attorney General Scott Donald, acting as board counsel.
Thank you, sir.
Stan Dickey, EAC member.
Thank you, sir.
Mike Ware, land surveyor.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Visser?
Urban Visser, professional land surveyor and also EAC volunteer.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Huber.
Floyd Huber, I'm a licensed surveyor in Arizona also.
Thank you, sir. All right. Just a few reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself each time you speak so it's clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review the audio recording so we can keep straight on who said what. To avoid any disruptions, we need to ask for all cell phones to be either turned off or placed on silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We do ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on May 18th of 2023 related to a record of survey in Pima County, Arizona on or about December 5th of 2022. This EAC committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case upon the material that was provided. This time I'd like to ask each committee member if they have done so and whether they feel comfortable moving forward without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. And I'll call everybody by name, and if you could signify yes or no on whether you're comfortable moving forward without any conflicts. Mr. Richards?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Huber?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Visser?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Dickey?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Wire?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. All right. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, then respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the listed, regarding items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait out in the lobby and will be called back when it's time for your interview. At this time, I'd like to ask for a motion to enter executive session.
So moved.
Mr. Dickey, thank you, sir. Can I get a second?
Second.
Mr. Wire, thank you. And I'll need to do a quick roll call vote. And again, this is just yes or no on going into executive session. Mr. Richards?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Huber?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Visser?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Dickey?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Wire?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. All right. Like I mentioned earlier, we'll start with an interview with a ledger, and then we'll interview respondent afterwards. If you wouldn't mind waiting out in the lobby for us, we'll call you back when it's your turn, sir.
Will I be privy to this information that he's saying?
No.
So I won't be able to hear a recording?
No, the executive sessions are confidential by law.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
So you're ready.
All right.
You ready to stop the recording?
Yeah.